So let's go to the Westar hotline, because this time of year, Sal is constantly checking the weather since he is outdoors on the sidelines for the Bills games. So I think you're going to be okay Sunday. Not too shabby.
Looking okay for now, right?
Yeah, right. Knock on wood. I think you'll take, right? Partly cloudy, low 30s. That's good.
I'll take that in a December home game for sure, man.
Yeah. You know what? I wanted to start with Taron Johnson, because Sean McDermott came out yesterday and said, so shoulder surgery and his season is over. I want to ask you about him, and then I have a follow-up. But Taron Johnson had a tremendous rookie year, didn't he, Sal?
He did. It's a shame. You know, here's a guy that, I mean, comes from a small school, right? Weber State. And you're like, yeah, what is this? Fourth-round pick? Like, what are you doing? You know, don't really – most people – if you're really hardcore draft, you'd know, but you know, he's not a name that resonates with people when he gets drafted, not from a big school. But I think from the first day he showed up, for me, I remember him and Phillip Gaines, him getting some run at the slot, and you're like, hey, they must like this kid, because they signed Phillip Gaines to be their slot corner, and now suddenly he's competing. And then really very early on, he kind of took over that role. And then they had to move Phillip outside, obviously, because of some injuries, and then Vontae Davis thing happened and all that. And then it just became Taron's job. And every time he was on the field, it seemed like he made a play. He was making plays. The only thing that you always kind of cringed at was how he seemed to leave a game or be limited in practice or whatever because of the shoulder. And now ultimately, that's what's going to put him on the shelf. I hope that this fixes the problem, because he plays so tough. It's hard. You can't tell him not to do that, right? You can't. It's like telling, like I said, it's like telling Josh Allen not to run all the time. I mean, if that's how he plays and he's effective, Taron Johnson is effective because he goes in there. He sticks his nose in. He stops the run. But he is not the biggest dude, and that's what got him hurt in the first place over and over again. So hopefully this will correct it.
I think he would qualify as a surprise performer this season. Who else? You know, when you think about this roster, which guys do you think have, like, you know, who's surprisingly played well this year, guys? And it doesn't have to be just rookies, obviously, but he's one of them for sure.
Now I'm going through my head here. I mean, I think it would depend on what you expected from Shaq Lawson.
Okay.
You know, but,
yeah, right.
but
I wasn't expecting much. So yeah, I guess that would be a good answer. Yeah.
So I think Shaq could qualify here, but I think there are some people who said, well, this is what I've always expected from Shaq. Hmm. He just was disappointing for 2 years, right? I mean, I think that's a fair assessment of that. So I think Shaq would qualify. I think in a lot of ways, I think Lorenzo Alexander qualifies for this.
Yeah.
I mean, at his age, there were people who thought maybe he doesn't make the roster during training camp. I never thought that. I figured, I looked at the roster and said, he's their starting strong side linebacker. First, I don't know who's going to beat him out. And secondly, they love what he brings in a lot of other areas, so he's going to play. But for him to play at the level he played at all season long, I think is surprising to a lot of people. And I've said this, and I'll say it again. I think he's earned a second contract. Yeah. Another contract, which will be a third, actually, with the Bills. I would love for him to be able to come back, because I think he's a valuable part of what they do. Even at his age, I think that, you know, he's not showing any signs of deteriorating, and, you know, give him another shot to do that. So I think those two guys, maybe Josh Allen, the last two games, would be a surprise performer. You know, it's funny. I'm looking at some fantasy stuff, and I know you guys got Scott on a little bit later. You'll probably ask him about Josh Allen. He is, like, right up there with every quarterback in the rankings now, and he's doing some things that I think have surprised a lot of people, obviously with his legs, but even with his arm now.
With your Shaq Lawson answer, let me go in that same vein. Zay Jones?
Yeah, you know what's funny about that is, I'm actually the guy on the other side on Zay Jones, mm-hmm. who I was a big Zay Jones guy before last year's draft. I really wanted the Bills to draft him. They did. I was happy they did. He just had a super disappointing year for me. I think this is what I've always expected from Zay Jones. I really liked him in college and coming out. But sure, there's no doubt, Howard, there's a lot of people that he's surprising this year. He went through a really tough rookie year last year. He talked about that in the locker room a little bit yesterday as well. But he went through a really tough rookie year last year where, you know, I think he said, people expected me to go out there and catch 400 balls. Like, there was a lot going on. It's an adjustment to this league. So there's no doubt that he's surprising. But I'm going to say for myself, this is what I always thought Zay could be and what Zay could do. It just took a year to get there.
Sal is with us on our Wester Hotline, 803-0550. If you have any questions or comments on the Bills, 888-550-2550. So a couple of receivers moved out. I know there was news yesterday, but let me ask you, there's been this process in recent weeks of looking at young receivers, right? Robert Foster, yep. Isaiah McKenzie. Where is Ray McLeod these days? What's become of him?
Great question. Great question. Because just before I came on, I was doing a little wide receiver research, and I went down the list and I said to myself, how many active wide receivers have the Bills had on game day every game? And one time this year, they only had four, but then they had five a bunch. In the last few weeks, they've had six, six, and seven active wide receivers on game day.
Okay.
They only have five on the roster right now. Isaiah McKenzie, Robert Foster, Deontay Thompson, Zay Jones, and Ray McCloud. So that tells me, unless they're only going to go with four, which they only did once this year, I think because of injuries at some point, I think Ray McCloud gets another shot. I think he gets back on the field, and I think he's a part of this core group, this young group, that they really want to get a look at. I think that Ray in training camp and in preseason was a guy that they identified as, yep, this is a young guy we really like. He's going to be a part of our team going forward. And then whatever it was, I don't know, something happened. Whether that's practice habits, whether that's just not hanging onto the ball, it could be anything. We all saw what happened in Houston, the one kickoff fumble, the muffed punt, and then he was left off a road trip after that. What was it, Indy maybe?
Oh,
right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
there's been a lot going on here. Well, to get to where we are now, for them to release Kelvin, release Andre, and have him as one of the five, I had a nice conversation with him yesterday. John's got the sound in there. I did talk with Ray about this. And, you know, I asked him what he learned from that. And he said it humbled him. And he just, you know, he wants to get out there. He wants to show his shot again. He said, you know, my whole life, though, I've always been the guy that when I make a mistake, I bounce right back up. And I just want to prove that that's, you know, pretty much something that's in the past. Because I asked him specifically, do you think about what happened in Houston? Like, does that come into your mind when you're out playing and what's going on throughout the week? And he said, not at all. He said, that's in the past. And he goes, I just want to get out there and show what I can do. And, of course, you know, the organization has faith in him to be one of these five right now means a lot. So it's really funny you asked about that. I've been also thinking about Ray and where he fits in. I think this is his shot. He has a month here to try and prove himself on this roster going forward, and we'll see what he can do in the mix of these young guys.
Well, wouldn't he have to be active on Sunday? I mean, by numbers game, like you just dropped two receivers.
Well, that's what I thought too, but I'm going to go back here. Which game was it? I was just looking at the number of active wide receivers they had, and like I said, it was pretty much five every game in the middle of the year, except here we go. This is against the Colts. Against the Colts, the Bills had only four active wide receivers. They had Zay, Kelvin Benjamin, Andre Holmes, and Cam Phillips. Okay. And then they went with three active tight ends. So they had a total of seven pass catchers. Inactive, they had Ray and that's it. So it looked like, you know what? Okay. That must have been one of the weeks where they had just cut Robert Foster maybe. And then they had to wait for him to clear waivers and then put him on the practice squad. Or no, he was on the practice squad then. So to answer your question, no, he does not have to be.
Okay.
But I think it would be pretty weird if he wasn't, because I don't see five or more wide receivers active, and they only have five on the roster.
Hey, back, I forgot one other thing with Taron Johnson. Who takes his spot in the nickel? Who gets that job now?
It's a good question. I know that the young man they signed from the practice squad, Denzel Rice, can play inside. So I wonder if Denzel is in the mix to do that. I don't think, like, to me, Ryan Lewis really isn't an inside guy. Levi Wallace is not an inside guy. Yeah, maybe these guys can play it more than I know, you know, and they may be working there, but I think Levi's your outside corner right now. Lafayette Pitts doesn't seem like he's really that kind of guy. So I would think Denzel Rice has a legitimate shot here to go from practice squad to starting nickel corner.
Could they play Bush there?
Yes, great. That's I think, probably the way you go to start if you're going to, you know, just as far as a scheme.
Yeah.
You go big nickel. That's what they did last week. You play a lot more big nickel. But if you have to actually line up with a corner, to answer your question, Denzel Rice. But you're right, I should have thought about that. In scheme-wise, big nickel probably becomes much more of an option here and what they did last week. By the way, I thought the safeties were outstanding last week, including Raphael Bush.
Yeah.
Those guys were involved. They were blitzing a lot. They were getting to Ryan Tannehill. They had an interception. Micah Hyde did. Jordan Poyer was in there. Raphael Bush had a sack. He had the one play where I didn't think it was a penalty. They called that when he went after and when he got Tannehill early in the game. So, yeah, I think Raphael Bush would probably be the first guy you put in there as the big nickel. But if you want to just say who's the corner that has to go in and defend in that spot, I think Denzel Rice has a shot here.
It's funny. You were talking earlier about Lorenzo Alexander. We were talking about people who might be surprising this season. And I just saw Chris Trapasso from CBSSports.com retweeted a stat from NFL, ESPN NFL coverage. percentage of downs. It's disrupted dropbacks, okay? Yep. Percentage of passing downs with a sack, an interception, a pass batted, or defended. So players who disrupt pass dropbacks the most. Lorenzo's fourth in the league. Yeah. It's 3.1%. Aaron Donald, Chandler Jones, Kyle Fuller, and then Lorenzo Alexander. And I think you're right. I think in his role, with how they're using him but and what he's asked to do, he's been tremendous because he can rush the passer. He can bat passes down. He can drop back in coverage. You can play him off the edge. You can play him inside. And I'm with you. I think I know he had said he's on the show tomorrow morning. I was going to ask him about this. I read comments recently where he said, you know, when the season's done, he'll sit down and talk to the family about what he wants to do. He sure looks like a guy who could, you know, if I'm the Bills, I would think they'd bring him back, you know, in his role for another year in this defense.
Yeah, most games he has 60-something% of the snaps on defense.
He's playing a lot. Pretty good number, actually. Yeah,
yeah, right. and then on top of that, he's still playing quite a bit of special teams. I think comparable to his career, his special team snaps are way down, but he's. You know, I mean, he is 35 years old, and they want to keep him fresh, and they're using him in different roles. But he is still playing a lot of snaps on defense. I'm looking at it right now. In fact, last week against Miami was the first time he was below 50% since going back to the Indy game. And most of the season, he's been 50, 60%, even higher than that. And that might have been because of what you said. Maybe they went big nickel, Raphael Bush. Maybe the way all that works, maybe they didn't need Lorenzo. And Trent Murphy came back, too. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's something. So, yeah, look, again, I think if Lorenzo wants to continue to play, I think he's earned a shot to come back to Buffalo, and the Bills should be very interested in wanting to bring him back.
A couple other things before we let you go. Did you have a chance to talk? So it looks like Darnold's going to start this week. Nothing definitive yet, but
I'm glad about that.
He was practicing with the first team guys yesterday in the open portion of the Jets practice. Have you had a chance to talk to any of the Bills defenders about Darnold since they didn't have to see him the first meeting?
No. But I did. I remember the first meeting I did. You know what I mean? I didn't yesterday. Our first time in the locker room this week. We asked Josh about Sam. Josh and Sam are friends. Mm-hmm. They've known each other for a while. So we asked him about him. But I do remember talking with defenders about Darnold a few weeks ago because they didn't know who was going to play that week. It had come out. It was that week that he showed up in a boot in practice.
Yep.
So no one knew. That was the first game. And I do remember, you know, guys saying that, you know, when they watch him on film, that he seems like he's smart. He's smarter than the average rookie. Like, he knows where to go with the football. You know, but you know, so he's impressive in that regard. But, you know, he is a rookie, and you can be prone to mistakes if you put him in certain situations and, you know, get him to throw the ball to you and things like that. So I got the feeling that they would want to kind of confuse him a little bit, make sure that he has to think a little bit more than normal. But I know he has respect from the guys as far as, like, how smart he is and, you know, where he needs to place the football and go with the football.
It's funny, Sal. I was reading up on some Jet stuff yesterday, just reading the New York papers, and everything, as I'm reading it, it sounds exactly like what we were saying about the Bills' offense a few weeks ago. Like, they can't score. They can't run the ball. They're having problems up front. There's no passing game. They were worried about the weapons. They're terrible in the red zone. They've got 3 offensive touchdowns in the last 5 games. And I'm thinking, hey, yeah, we've been there. We've done this before. And now they're at, okay, now Darnold comes back. He was struggling when he got hurt, like Allen. And they're saying, okay, let's see if Darnold looks any better. He's coming back in with the offense that's really, really been having a lot of problems. I thought, well, yeah, we've lived that this season.
Yeah, and you could really kind of mirror the two rookie quarterbacks in some way, right? I mean, now maybe Darnold – now, Darnold hasn't come back and been, you know, and put up the numbers that, you know, Allen or looked like Allen has yet. Maybe that happens. I don't know. But here are two guys, same draft class, both played a lot earlier than some thought. I think many thought Darnold might win that job, and he did.
Yeah.
I don't think a lot of people thought Allen would play right away. But anyway, they both played right away. Allen started the second game. Darnold started the first game. They played. They had some moments. They had some really bad moments. And then suddenly they both got hurt. They were out of the lineup for a while, and now they're coming back in as their team starters. So I was thinking about that yesterday, that they really kind of have mirrored each other in a lot of ways. And we'll see what happens with Darnold. It's funny now because, you know, Darnold, to me, coming out, like, I thought he was a really safe guy. I don't know what his ceiling is. We could debate that. Like, maybe he could be really great with weapons. I thought Darnold was the safest, you know, kind of guy coming out of the draft and the quarterbacks. And I kind of really kind of wavered on that, watching him a little bit. But he is a rookie, so, you know, that's going to happen. But I'm wondering who he is. And I know Jets fans are probably still wondering the same thing. I think they probably really liked some things they saw early in the year. But as the season went on, before he got hurt, it wasn't trending very well for Sam Darnold, to be quite honest.
Yeah,
with
he's
you.
Making a lot of turnovers, a lot of picks. His game had really kind of dropped off a bit. Yeah.
It did. And,
we'll see if sitting back and watching can help him.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right, Jeremy. Yeah. I mean, you know, maybe that's good for him. I'm looking, where are they ranked as far as their points? Like, what are they
26th.
Scoring right now?
They're 26th in points, and they're 30th in a lot of the yards category, 30th in passing yards. They're dead last in third down. They're 31st in first downs. They're at the bottom in most of the categories.
And the Bills are no longer last in points. That's the Arizona Cardinals.
Yeah.
And maybe that had been a little while. I'm not sure about that. But remember when the Bills were, quote-unquote, historically bad on offense?
Yep. Yes,
I mean, they still are comparably, like, really bad. But if you just look over the last several weeks, you know, I don't know how far you want to go back here to do this, but they look like a regular offense, you know, or at least close to it. And the Jets are going the other way, to your point about, you know, Darnold and their team.
Clear your schedule for tomorrow. We'll talk to you for Football Friday. This way I don't have to text you later. 7:30 tomorrow, is that okay, Mr. Capaccio? You want me to check with your people?
I'm looking. Hold on. Seven. Let's see. I got.
Oh, you're on.
Brush the dog's
book
teeth.
Book it in there, for goodness' sake.
Yeah, we're good. Okay.
All right. Thank you, as always, Mr. Capaccio. Enjoy the snow.
All right, guys. Have a good day.